Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. While not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful rash that can last for weeks. Wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Hey, when the time comes to plan your next big getaway, know they got a destination idea for you. Orlando. Just think about it. The thrills at their 15 world-class theme parks, followed by awesome outdoor adventures, amazing food festivals, and top-notch dining spots. Orlando has all that and much more than you'd expect. In Orlando, anything is possible if you can imagine it. Plan your escape today and save at visitorlando.com.
Hey, this is Junior, and I have a long-standing relationship with the American Red Cross to get the word out about blood donation within the African-American community, letting people know how important community donations are to our well-being. 1 in 3 African-American blood donors are a match for patients with sickle cell disease. As someone who suffers from sickle cell, I know that finding blood is a matter of life and death. Blood donations save lives, and I'm living proof. Donate blood at Red Cross to help save a life. Black excellence is in our blood. Visit redcrossblood.org/ourblood to make an appointment now.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going
to
read this
one. Jay's not here. You don't have to pop the paper.
I like to keep in practice.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Should I cancel the party or cancel my girlfriend? Dear Steve and Shirley, I've been with my girlfriend for 10 years, and we're having our first major issue. When I met my girlfriend, she was new in town, so I introduced her to my group of friends and their wives. There are 4 couples that hang out, and we've all known each other since college. The wives were all nice enough to my girlfriend, but they've never included her in girls' night out or invited her to brunch with them. Whenever we're all together, I make sure my girlfriend feels included, but now there's a problem that I need to deal with. My girlfriend thinks that my best friend's wife flirts with me. I will admit that my best friend's wife gets a bit out of hand when she's had too much wine, but her husband is always around and he thinks it's funny. My girlfriend says, as a woman, she sees things differently than I do. Last weekend, we all met at the park for a friend's birthday, and we got on the subject of race and politics. My best friend's wife sat by me, and we talked and agreed on most of the issues. My girlfriend was giving me the evil eye the whole time, and I was very uncomfortable. When we left, my girlfriend was furious. So it's our turn to host the annual 4th of July celebration at our house. And my girlfriend said, my best friend's wife is not invited, but her husband can come. What the hell? How can I get my girlfriend to realize that she might be the problem? I love her, but I am sick of constantly validating her feelings. Should I cancel the 4th of July get together or should I cancel my girlfriend? Please advise. Are you serious right now? You would cancel your girlfriend of 10 years over this? I mean, I just got to say to that, well, aren't you shallow, sir? Aren't you drawing a line in the sand and picking sides here? And all because you're a little uncomfortable right now? I mean, imagine how your girl feels. Now, mind you, I think she's dead wrong. No, I'm going to say this. She's just less than tactful for not inviting Miss Flirty Pants to your party, but her husband can come. Okay, that's awkward for everyone. I get that. Awkward for everyone involved. But that's what old girl gets for being so disrespectful to your girlfriend. She's putting her foot down. I think you, on the other hand, should be standing by her. You should be supporting your girlfriend and not taking their side or anyone else's side who comes up against her. You guys have been together for 10 years. You should have said something a long time ago when they never included her socially. You knew all about it and said or did nothing. These are your friends. She was new in town. You introduced her to your group of friends, and they snub your girl when they have girls' night out, when they have brunches and things like that. And this woman openly flirts with you in your face, in her face, and all you do is eat it up and blame your girl. Why? I'll tell you why. I know why. Because you like it. You like the attention she's giving you and the fact that her husband is there and does nothing, thinks it's funny. That makes it all okay, doesn't it? Meanwhile, your girlfriend is feeling some kind of way and she's letting you know. And okay, this is a side note here. Why is it that men always pretend they don't know when a woman is checking for them? You guys never know this. She was who? When?
What they do, Shirley?
Yeah, she was who? When? No, girl, you tripping. You crazy. Come on. Knock it off, guys. You know what's up. And so do we. Okay, so do we. That's what she's telling you. She feels differently about it because she's a woman. So I say to you, sir, if you are considering dumping your 10-year girlfriend over this stupid mess, she's probably better off without you. This is over a party, and come on. She's given you 10 years more than you deserve. That's what I say. Steve?
We have a difference of opinion here. So we might as well get started. Let's just start with the subject of the letter. Should I cancel the party or cancel my girlfriend? How is that a question? Now, Shirley says, after she's been with you 10 years, well, that's why we have a problem right here. Mm-hmm. If you've been the girlfriend after college for 10 years, has it occurred to you that he don't want you for no more than he already getting from you? If you've been with a man after college for 10 years and he ain't asked you to marry him yet, something wrong. So let's just start there. Now let's go on down the line. You got this best friend. Now, here's the next part. Mm-hmm. You introduced her to a group of friends, and for 10 years, they don't ask her to go to the happy hour, shopping, to the movie, to brunch. They don't like her. They do not like your girlfriend. It's something about her that they've all picked up on and detected, and they've decided as a group that they don't like her. That's why you ain't married her, because you done detected some things too. Now, this letter is just the last straw. Now, when she gets a little bit to drink, you'll admit she's a bit much. And she be saying some wild stuff. But your boy be right there, your best friend, and he think it's funny. What dude thinks it's funny that his girl is hitting on another dude because she drunk? Ha ha ha. Hi, hell.
Right.
Who finds that funny? There's something wrong with this whole little group here. Mm-hmm.
Hold that thought. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter title, should I cancel the party or cancel my girlfriend? We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Black representation is so important. It lets you know you can dream and realize those dreams. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. Hey, ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month. It's crucial for us, especially as Black women, to focus on our heart health. We pour our heart and soul into every aspect of our lives, but often our own health takes a back seat. That's where Release the Pressure comes in. It's all about us. Black women seeing self-care as an essential act of self-preservation. Whether it's for yourself, your family, or our community, your health is invaluable. Let's help get to our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Here's how you can join in. Head over to iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. Let's make our health a priority. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP today. Together we can make a difference in our health and our lives. Join us and let's take care of our hearts together.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Are you ready for a family vacation you will never forget? One where anything is possible? If so, it's time to plan your getaway to sunny Orlando. Orlando really is the ultimate family destination. It's time to break out the matching bedazzled t-shirt, dust off your go-to dad jokes, and prepare for exciting thrills, never-ending food festivals, and fresh new dining experiences, and so much more. Of course, you know that Orlando is the theme park capital of the world, with 15 of the world's top theme parks and water parks all in one place. And beyond the parks, there is also excitement and family fun around every corner. If you're ready to plan an epic Orlando vacation, but you're not sure where to start, you can talk one-on-one with one of their Visit Orlando vacation planners. In Orlando, anything is possible. If you can imagine it, plan your escape today and save at visitorlando.com.
Imagine the feeling of pulsing electric shocks. Sounds like a nightmare, right? While individual experiences may vary, it's how some people describe shingles. This painful blistering rash could interrupt your life for weeks. It could even force you to cancel social events or weekend plans. Over 99% of adults 50 years or older already carry the virus that causes shingles. One in three people will get it in their lifetime. Why wait? Ask your doctor or pharmacist about shingles today.
Come on, Steve, let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. Should I cancel the party or cancel my girlfriend?
That's a crazy question.
It is.
This is just your turn to do a 4th of July. And you're considering canceling, not canceling that, but canceling your girlfriend who's been your girlfriend from 10 years, who you don't really want no more than for what she is anyway. You don't protect her like you want her to be your wife. Right. 10 years, don't nobody like her. She don't go to brunch, happy hour, they don't invite her out. 10 years. And then when y'all all together, you always make sure when y'all together that my girlfriend feels included. You forcing her into the bunch. But now there's a problem. My girlfriend thinks that my best friend wife flirts with me. And I will admit, when she gets a bit out of hand, when she's had too much wine, and her husband always around and he thinks it's funny. I don't understand that right there. How that's funny every damn time. she get drunk. I wanted you. that ain't funny. But like Shirley said, you kind of enjoy that. So you put up with it. I bet if it wasn't your best friend's girl, I bet it'd be something to this. Now, the fact that your girlfriend has noticed this, women do see things that men don't see. And Shirley said, why y'all always act like y'all don't see it? Because we don't. We actually don't. Hey, let me tell you something. If we did, we'd act on it. We don't see it. But since you pointed it out, we looking for it. Oh, okay. All right. Oh, okay. So you want some of this Big Daddy? All right now. Yeah. What's up with you? See, that's what it turned into. Well, here's the deal. Last weekend, we all met at the park for my friend's birthday. We got on the subject of race and politics, and your best friend's wife sat by me, and we talked and agreed to most issues. My girlfriend was giving you the evil eye the whole time, and I was very uncomfortable. You should have moved. Got your ass up off that park bench and went sat on the other side. You saw her looking at you. Your stupid ass, you gonna stay there.
He likes it.
That's why your ass was uncomfortable. You saw her looking upside your head, talking to this drunk heifer. Then when we left, your girlfriend was furious. So now it's y'all's time to host the 4th of July celebration at your house. And my girlfriend said your best friend's wife is not invited, but her husband can come. What the hell?
Right.
Exactly.
You ain't lying, dog. What the hell? You, your boy can come, but hey, man, oh, Sheila don't want your wife. Sheila said, oh, I don't even know how you say that. Hey, oh, Earl. Hey, man, let me holler at you. 4th of July thing. Listen, you welcome to come. But Jackie,
Sheila
name.
And Jackie.
Rita don't want Sheila come. Excuse me? I said, my wife said, you welcome, Earl, you can come, dog. You know my, you my dude. But Rita say, Sheila can't come.
You gotta come solo.
To the 4th of July. Yeah.
Wow.
No, you misunderstand me. Dog, you good. You good. Come over, get yourself some Q, get some drinks, man. You're gonna have some nice music.
Yes.
But Rita don't want Sheila to come. Yeah. No. Well, you know, cause when she drank, it's fun, man. Look, I know it's all fun. It don't even bother me, man. But man, my girl be tripping, man. So look, I don't know how we gonna do this here, but you know, you welcome to come. Cause dog, we dogs.
Yeah.
But ha ha hee hee, she can't come.
Rita cannot come.
Yeah. Okay. Ha ha hee hee, Rita.
Right.
How can I get my girlfriend to realize that she might be the problem? She is. They don't invite her nowhere. She's not really that likable to the group. None of them girls have said, you know what? Let's invite Rita. Ain't none of them said that. Listen, everybody
so
knows.
So they don't like her just because she's not married to him?
And everybody know what else you're doing, dog. And the wives know it. So they know that your girl ain't going to make the race.
Make the cut.
So they already done cut her out. She ain't the one. Cause you know, man, you doing your thing. But now y'all finna have this thing at your house. She ain't having her over there. So your question is, what do I do? Do I cancel the party or I cancel my girlfriend? But I'm sick of constantly validating her feelings. That's what's wrong. You always got to make her feel included in all of that. And you exhausted. I done that before, dog. It's exhausting. You always got to explain. Dog, she tired. Dog. She just had a long day. And he tired of that. Cancel 4th of July or my girlfriend.
All right, Steve. Cool. Post your comments.
He'll probably be happy.
Yeah, and she will too. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey ladies, it's Shirley Strawberry. As women, we put our hearts into everything. May is High Blood Pressure Education Month, and it's time to focus on our heart health. Release the Pressure wants to help Black women look at self-care as an act of self-preservation. During High Blood Pressure Education Month, let's help get our goal of 100,000 Black women putting their hearts first and learn more about their heart health. Visit iHeartRadio.com/RTP for official rules and a chance to receive a $1,000 gift card to take care of yourself and prioritize your heart health. That's iHeartRadio.com/RTP.
A new season of Bridgerton is here. And with it, a new season of Bridgerton, the official podcast. I'm your host, Gabby Collins. And this season, we are bringing fans even deeper into the ton. Watch season 3 of the Shondaland series on Netflix. Then fall in love all over again by listening to Bridgerton, the official podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Subscribe to catch a new episode every Thursday.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Everyone in our country has a voice. It's something that says not just where you come from, but who you are. Welcome to NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of podcasts and a celebration of the hosts in journalism who've always spoken truth to power. Our voices are as varied, nuanced, and dynamic as the Black experience, and stories should never be about us without us. Find NPR Black Stories, Black Truths on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, hosted by MC8 and Big Steel. It's every Thursday, podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.